You are to take the blue pill 40 minutes before the interview. You will take it with 8 to 10 ounces of water. Both the water and pill will be provided for you, although the cup will not be. You may rent the cup for a one-time charge of $2. Should you lose the cup, you will be charged a one-time fee of $34 twice. If you happen to be on the show during the official 1 millionth time that Mr. O'Reilly mentions his blue-collar roots, there will be a brief pause in the interview, which will be signaled by a wailing siren. Several balloons will drop from the ceiling and the no-spin dancers will enter the set to the No-Spin Zone song by country and western superstar Dilbert Creek. There will be a 1 minute and 30-second celebration, and then it will be back to the interview. Your name will also be entered into the giant drum, making you eligible for the grand prize trip to Aruba. You are to read and sign that you understand the Krugman Rule, wherein you are to feign ignorance and or indifference to Mr. O'Reilly's misinformation. You are encouraged to say your point and get out as much information as you are able to, but if Mr. O'Reilly corrects you and you know for a fact that he is wrong, you are to address this in writing after the show has taped. This is very important, and failing to heed this will result in a suspension of appearing on not only the show, but the network itself. Again, this was just a partial list of the rules. I got a record of some of the past guests from a for-pay website link from FNC, Fox News Corp, and got in touch with the ones I was able to. Quite a few, actually, had left the country, either on their own volition or were deported, and others had either committed suicide or died in suspicious circumstances, including one older woman who was beaten, dismembered, and found stuffed into several green olives, which were served at a cocktail party thrown by Roger Ailes to celebrate his winning the Coney Island hot dog eating contest, wherein he ate an entire 6-year-old Indonesian boy who was in the process of eating hot dogs in the record-setting time of 2 minutes 42 seconds. Although it was technically a hot dog eating contest, he was given special consideration due to his diet, which consisted of 6-year-old Indonesian boys. Anyway, I'm getting off track. I heard from Tom Duckett, a truck driver for Aunt Granny's old-fashioned country time chemotherapy. Mr. Duckett had been asked to appear on the show to represent the transportation industry drivers who were then claiming to be under intense duress due to the passage of the Farrow-Hayman bill, allowing increased workloads and decreased available time allotted to deliver said loads. Mr. Duckett explained to me that he was under the impression that he would come on and talk to Mr. O'Reilly about general working-class experiences and how, through driving in the heartland, he was able to see the real Americans out there and how they live a proud and simple life, unlike the fake Americans who live in cities on the East or West Coast. He was slated to appear alongside Blair Harmon, an ex-lobbyist, current rapist, who is now working to educate the public against the dangers of a bill before Congress that would legally reduce the number of hours an employee of any business would be allowed to drive a truck. Mr. Duckett would routinely be asked to drive up to 2,000 miles and back in a 48-hour period. Mr. Duckett, who initially welcomed what he thought would be an extra income, had lost his ability to operate a truck seconds after losing his left eye and the use of his jaw for 5 months after getting into an accident stemming from a hallucination of a family of deer trying to cross the highway after he had driven for 32 hours straight. What he thought were deer were, in fact, a Mexican family and just one deer. Although, to be fair, the Mexican family was acting deerish. Mr. Duckett found himself blindsided by Bill O'Reilly when, after correcting Bill that Montana's speed limit of 75 miles per hour was not an example of the socialists trying to take over, Bill called him a liar and a pinhead and went to lengths to say that his head was not unlike a pin. Idiot, fraud, dangerous, and anti-American were also said, along with jerk nose, baby brain, goofy Gus, and Shitstorm Stanley, as well as Poo Feet, Indian Giver Extraordinaire, the opposite of decent, and a real dink. Also, Dick Butt Balls, Stinky Noisemaker, Worse Than Tutankhamun, Gold Digger, Fascist Elitist, and Caramel Coated Candy Apple Faggot Wannabe.